No, Kim Brewer's Lodge.
You can get to that by going to the BFO and just clicking on Kim Beaver.
You know, everyone can get to everything by the BFO. You know, I don't know if you... Did you hear yesterday's show? Because we had actually kind of a quasi-serious discussion about the lack of lesbian podcasts. And I pointed out that most people use the Big Fatty Online as a hub to find other podcasts, and that the lesbians are seriously underrepresented on the Big Fatty blog.
Well, I have Daniel Brewer's Dubious Intentions on there. What more of a lesbian podcast do you need?
Oh my!
You know, this is what you need. You need to promote this.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
You know, everyone can get to everything by the BFO.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 322 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 29th of April, 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's program, it is an international show brought to you by an international internet celebrity, and that would be Big Fatty. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Now, before we go any further, y'all, I know there are those of you out there who are very worried about Big Fatty and the swine flu. Y'all, I am here to say that Big Fatty pooped out all the rancid popcorn before he went to work on Tuesday. And y'all, Big Fatty is back in fighting, what do you call it? I'm in fighting, what's that word? I'm in fighting form. That's it. No, that's really not it. But anyway, it's close enough. You know what I'm talking about. And y'all, today, I don't know how many of you knew this or not, but today is International Dance Day.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, take that and party. Come on, come on, come on, come on, take that.
Y'all, we are listening to the Take That. They're the cheeky boys from the 90s that... we're just cutie pies over there in the Uck. I bet Steve in the Uck and probably Naught and maybe John from the Ely know all about the Take That. They don't exist anymore, I don't think. But anyway, cutie pies. And anyway, they would get out and do that funky dancing, white boy. And so anyway, and they were just cheeky. And... actually, one of the original members you may know is Robbie Williams. So, but he went on to have a real career. Now, y'all, Big Fatty on this International Dance Day, we've got lots of international things to talk about. First of all, you may be going, Big Fatty, what is it with the openings of this week's show? Because we have not heard... We listened to the Daniel Beaver, and we have not heard these things before. Well, y'all, this is how it is, and this is how the international thing comes into it. Daniel Beaver, you know, the people that live down there in the Southern Hemisphere, they are days ahead of the rest of us here in the Northern Hemisphere. And someone, and I'm not going to say who it is because I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but someone has sent Big Fatty the previews of Daniel Beaver's Thursday show. Y'all, we are hearing the future. You have been hearing the future all week long this week here on the BFO. And I mean, y'all, it's because... everybody in the Southern Hemisphere lives in the future. Yeah, that's right. They all live in the future. Now, y'all, since it's International Dance Day, Big Fatty is going to have another dance song for you coming up by the Take That's.
Take that.
this is a Barry Manilow song that you're listening to. And I know that there are some of you out there that knew that this was a Barry Manilow song. But the cute boys, they're in a boxing ring. The Take That Cheeky Boys are in the boxing ring. And they're kind of getting all sweaty with each other. And then they start breakdancing and all that kind of stuff. So, because, you know, y'all, it's International Dance Day. I don't know if you knew that or not. I don't know if you'd heard that. But now, y'all, so that explains why Black Friday, we don't recognize the Daniel Beaver openings on your show this week. But, y'all, we've been leading up to this international podcast today. So, anyway. Now, y'all, the other thing we've already talked about, the swine flu, it is international now because they've got it down there in the New Zealand. I'm a little worried about Arthur. Arthur, because, you know, he lives down there in the New Zealand's, and everything has to run through him. And, y'all, I'm worried. I'm just worried. Now, it has not made it over to the Big Island. And by the Big Island, I mean, Tasmania. No, I mean the Australia, but we'll get to that in just a few minutes. So anyway, now y'all, if you're considering going to the Australia or the New Zealand's, Delta Airlines is going to start doing service there this summer. And y'all, Big Fatty, you know, Delta and Northwest merged a while back. But y'all, if you have frequent flyer accounts for both Northwest and Delta, you can merge those frequent flyer miles. And if you do it before the end of April, which is tomorrow, you get a bonus. So go over there to the Delta. Y'all, Big Fatty did it because Big Fatty has flown the Northwestern, not Northwestern, Northwest, because they were hooked up with the KLM there for a while. But I went over there and I transferred. I had no idea how many miles I had in the Northwest. 17,000 miles, y'all. That's almost a free ticket. So, and you know what I have to say about that? Let's finish out the Take That Boys. Now, y'all, I know there are some of you that are going, oh, Big Fatty, please stop playing the music. You are upsetting us. We are not used to the international dance, the international dance cast. And we want to hear things that we're used to. Well, y'all, let's do some international voice letters.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello.
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 Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there? Yo.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Y'all, I don't know that I've revealed this news, but I'm going to reveal it right now. I have heard from the straight boyfriend. And he is back on the wagon. Not on the wagon. He is he's back on Big Fatty or something like that. Anyway, I don't know.
Big Fatty, that is you're disgusted with me, aren't you? I talk to anybody.
Y'all, that is straight Bob, by the way, and I am anything but disgusted with him because, you know, y'all, this just proves that the future, you know, the people down there in the Southern Hemisphere, they are in the future, but they can travel back into the past because, y'all, that was a very old clip of a BFO show that he played right there, and y'all, it was a little deja vu-y. And anyway, and y'all, it was destined to be International Dance Day today, because everything about today's show is international. And y'all, Big Fatty got two phone calls since yesterday's show, and they're both international. And here's the second one.
Big Fatty! I'm sure a lot of people have rung in already, Big Fatty, to send you get well messages or cautionary messages, but I just wanted to ring because I'm safely in Australia. I'm not in the Mexicos or the Americas or the New Zealanders that have swine flu invading the whole country. So I just wanted to warn you, stay away from the pig products. And if you've already got swine flu, well, thanks for the memories. LittleAussieBattler.net. Bye.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Scotty. And y'all, it didn't sound like he was worried too much because he's safe there on the island nation, not nation. What is that? That's a continent. It's a continent, y'all, as opposed to an incontinent. Y'all, speaking of incontinent, I was chitter-chatting this afternoon with the Sea Hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
And y'all, she goes, "Oh, Big Fatty." You know how she is. She does all those voices. She goes, "Oh, Big Fatty. I am recording my Wednesday show. Do you? I got nothing." Well, y'all, this comes as no surprise to anyone. But anyway, he goes, "Do you have any ideas?" And y'all, so I gave the Sea Hag a couple of ideas. So it might be worth listening to the Vera Speaks on Wednesday, just to see if Vera took Big Fatty's suggestions. And speaking of do you want me to tell you what those suggestions were? Well, I suggested that Vera do a recipe segment. Just give out some of her favorite recipes, because that seems to be very popular with several people that listen to both of our shows. In fact, y'all, I want to go over here to the BFO, e-letters, and I want to tell you, oh, by the way, y'all, I have heard from Yoshi out there in the Japan, yet another international connection here. Yoshi says that he is still my listener from Nagoya, Japan, and he heard his name called out the other day on the Big Fatty Online. He says that his English isn't really good, but so he doesn't feel comfortable in writing e-letter nor calling the listener line. But he just wanted to let me know that he's still listening to me every day on his way to work. And I put a big smile on his face. And he loves my shows very much. Thanks, Yoshi. And y'all, that was not the one I was looking for to read to you. But y'all, I received, let me see if I can find this here. I think I've thrown it in the trash already. And it's probably right here. I had several people tell me that they thought Knott, who is a vegetarian, he thought that grits casserole sounded delicious, but as a vegetarian, he would have to leave the sausage out. And then I got one from Vera's friend Scott, and by friend I mean friend Scott, and he put about 800 Z's on it and says, the title was, "Regarding your recipe, I was listening, not anymore, Scott." Woo! Well, that's one reason I suggested that maybe Vera do some recipes. But also, I have heard from y'all, several of you have sent me the stuff about the bacon salt and the bacon mayonnaise. Y'all, Big Fatty does not do the mayonnaise. I'm sorry. It gives me the international squirts. It gives me the Montezuma's revenge. So, anyway, and y'all, evidently, Gumbo Guy is very much up on the Snicker Snacks also. And you know, Gumbo Guy is down there in that Louisiana. You know, that's another international destination. And yesterday evidently was the crawfish pie day, too. I wonder when it'll be filet gumbo day. I tell you what, y'all, before the time gets away from me, I just want to get out there and let's do this. Y'all, when is the last time we did the Mystery Lane music? I don't remember. Perhaps Brian from Boston. Oh, no, he is over there in the P-Town, so he cannot be bothered to call. But y'all, today's Memory Lane music comes to us. It is an international Mystery Lane music today, and it comes to us from the UK, and I doubt if any of you will get it. Y'all, did any of you know that that was the theme from The Big Breakfast? And The Big Breakfast was a British light entertainment television show shown on Channel 4. Y'all, they show naked people on there, too. Every weekday, no, they didn't show it on The Big Breakfast. They showed it on Channel 4. Anyway, it was shown every weekday morning on Channel 4 from September 28th, 1992 until March 29th, 2002. There were 2,482 shows, and The Big Breakfast was produced by Planet 24. And, okay, who gives a shit? And it had a continuous run except for 3 days after September 11th. Okay. And it was replaced by news bulletins. Wah, wah. And it was a show of news and weather and interviews and audience phone-ins and general features with a light tone, competing with the more serious GMTV and the more even more serious BBC. And y'all, if I remember correctly, the Big Breakfast, the weather guy, they had this floating map, and this map was floating like in a big pond or something, and the floating map, the guy would jump on the map, and he would jump around to where the different temperatures were, and things like that, and they had all kinds of gimmicks on there, and there was a board game released about it, and just all kinds of just silliness, because you know that's how, oh dear Gussie, y'all, that's how the Brits do. They're just silly. Y'all, did you hear Miss West talking about the Kentucky grilled chicken? Y'all, Big Fatty was so ill he did not get his free piece of chicken. And but Miss West got hers, and it was a thigh. Wah, wah. But Miss West likes the Kentucky grilled chicken, so there is a recommendation right there for the Kentucky grilled chicken. And y'all, it's available worldwide, which brings in the international thing too. Y'all, the only thing I didn't talk about today was the international Mr. Leather event going on in the Chicagos at the end of May. But if you want more information on that, you can go over to the BFO, because
you know, everyone can get to everything by the BFO.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.